Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where it's your favorite four. We're kind of like the Avengers of podcasting. I'd be Spider-Man in this case because I'm probably the youngest, have the most fun energy. Jason would be Iron Man because he's past. And then Natalie, who would you be?
Thanos.
Jason goes.
What?
Jason goes.
I wanted you to say
Jason
it.
Goes, Jason goes, Thanos. Natalie, the biggest bitch of all, Thanos.
David, we get out of bed. You have to do something today. We have to work.
Can a guy and a girl be friends and still be platonic?
What's platonic mean?
Oh. It means you don't kiss, right? Or like you don't have like
he doesn't know either.
It's not sexual.
Okay, great.
Just touch boobs.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
That's not platonic.
Do you think a guy and girl can be friends and be platonic friends?
Like no strings attached, you're saying? Like have sex?
Yeah, like Natalie and I. Like
well, yeah, I mean there's always
It's very difficult.
Like, I think it's very difficult.
It's extremely difficult.
You but really have to be turned off by the other person to make it work.
What about the situation the where like the really guy's just in love with the girl?
The other person has to have like the greasiest fucking hair in the world and it like almost drenches everything
well,
she touches.
Well, the other one actually has to have like the hairiest, most disgusting butt in the world.
Oh, you guys are talking about each other.
Oh, fuck. I was like, damn, who are you aiming at?
I had a dream last night. It was really bad.
What happened?
It was this Korean woman. And she was dragging this.
That's where it ends.
She was dragging a dead Great Dane through the city. And I was like on an upper decker bus.
Bro, that is so scary.
And it was.
We were just on an upper decker bus. For the Discovery show.
I know. And so she. The dream starts and the Great Dane is alive. And he's fucking huge. You know what a Great Dane is, right? Mm-hmm. Like the biggest dog. Yeah. And then at some point the dream cuts and she's dragging this dead Great Dane. It was really eerie. And then I really thought about like what it meant, you know, because you know I like to think about dreams and stuff.
What does it mean?
I mean, I know exactly what it means.
Great. What is it?
And I
you have to put your dog down?
No.
Less specific.
It's me.
Like you're carrying your own dead body.
Yeah.
You have like to put yourself down?
Like I'm dead.
What?
Like I'm dead. Like I don't belong here anymore.
What?
Yeah.
The fuck.
That's what it is.
Jay,
I'm a little confused.
Like no, I
don't think you're confused. I think you're worried.
No, I'm just saying that's what I think it means.
What the
fuck? So, but you're saying not in the literal sense dead. You're saying like. In the like physical
he's saying in the literal sense. He's saying that like mentally you're just dead.
No, I mean like I'm dead, like I don't belong with you guys anymore. That's what it means.
It feels like you're
hang out anymore?
No, I love to hang out with you. I like love to hang out with
like
you guys.
No more hot tub sessions?
No, I love to hang out with you guys, but I feel as if it's like I'm like too old.
Whoa.
No, bro. We love you.
I do. And I know you feel that way. And I'm not trying to get sympathy, but it is like
Jay.
That's what it means.
Jay, never ever, 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 ever,
no.
ever, ever, ever,
no,
ever, ever have we ever ever
time.
Ever thought
I do
that. Ever. We haven't even talked
about
that.
I know you don't feel that. It's fine. But
are you insane?
I feel as if
are you high?
Time.
Did you get high?
No, I didn't get high at all.
This is really strange.
I'm just telling you.
This is like, are you fucking with me?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
Why would I fuck with you?
This is like, I've never even heard this in like regular conversation, and now it's on the pod, and I'm just like, my God, this is very unexpected.
Well, it's weird that that's what you're extracting from this dream. Like, that's not what I would have.
What do you think it means?
I think it means you just need a new dog walker. She wasn't taking care of the Dane. I think she's the problem.
No, what I would think is that, like, you would have, like, usually when someone's, like, dead or being dragged or whatever, yeah, it's like you're just out of it. Like, there's a portion of you that's, like, dead. I don't know.
Yeah.
But not that you're literally, like, you're dead. Like, you don't need to be around anymore.
But what if there's some, like, silver lining that, like, she's dragging the Dane because she thinks that he will recover? Like, that's why she has... It's not like the Dane was being buried.
Honestly?
And also, who is the Korean woman in this story? Is it all of us?
I don't know.
I think that you're dragging all of you. I think you guys are all dragging dead weight. Like we talked about yesterday, the day before.
Right.
I just can't have this conversation about letting Natalie go right now.
Well, maybe Dane is the Great Dane.
I was thinking the same thing, bitch.
Huh? Maybe you're the Great Dane.
Okay, don't put this fucking curse on me.
Maybe you're the Great Dane, and Natalie's the Korean woman.
Where are you?
You know what? That honestly adds up a lot more.
Honestly, that is what my interpretation would be of the dream, yeah.
Because I was watching from the bus. The double-decker.
And you are like a little dog.
But that's a big dog.
You're a big fat dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Because if I was to compare anybody to a large, oversized animal, it'd be yours truly.
Wow, that was perfectly turned on me.
Have you had any good dreams lately?
Wait. You can't just pivot from that and be like, what about you, Il? Have you dreamed about ice cream?
So yeah, I'm going to kill myself. What's up with you?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Santa's here on the podcast.
Ho, 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 hello. Well, we wanted to come by and say, David, ho, ho, ho to you, David.
Thanks for coming.
I actually got everybody's list from your life. Their what? Christmas list.
Everybody's, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I got you guys' Christmas list.
So I'm going to read you what our friends wrote.
Yes.
David would like more blankets to hide from the world.
Oh, wow, okay, that could be done. For sure.
You could do that for me, Santa?
Yeah, I get you more blankets.
Could I have
I have an Amazon account.
Can I see what else is in there? David would like a pair of Skims for his giant Kardashian ass.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
That's a really good one.
That's a good one.
Good job, Dave. Good thinking.
Oh, this is something Jason wrote to Santa.
Oh, Jason. Where is Jason?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. You still let him on the show?
I do.
What was I say?
Jason would like David to get his head out of his ass and take the podcast seriously.
Oh, that Jason.
Wow.
Boy, that's quite an ass.
That's a lot.
I'm not a miracle worker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. I mean,
what would you say?
Huh?
What would, like, and I've obviously read it now. What do you think I should say? Should I call Jason maybe and talk to him?
You know what? Maybe just go down and take Jason to dinner. Nice place like Mastro's or something like that.
You
really talk
like
to
that?
Him and listen to him because he's got a lot to say and he's got a lot of knowledge. He's a good man.
And you think he's like a smart guy and he's worth listening to?
I do.
Between us, Santa?
Yeah.
He smells like shit.
Oh, I know.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. John would like a three-way with that girl in the security guard.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy, John. That's crazy. I don't know if I can do that.
Tay would like the guy at Firehouse Subs to stop thinking she's hitting on him. It's just that her boss is a fat ass.
How's it going?
I don't know, Santa. These are starting to feel like these came from Jason.
Nope. No, I don't know Jason. I've never seen him or anything. Okay. I've been riding around delivering gifts.
Okay, cause this,
I've been busy.
Because this letter says Natalie wishes that Jason would hook up with her mom.
Oh
my
gosh.
Wow.
Now, I can't do anything about that. That's gross.
Yeah, that is weird.
No, she has a boyfriend.
Yeah.
She has a boyfriend. That's nuts.
Why would Natalie write this?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to Jason. I'm going to talk to Natalie about this.
Ilya wants all the protein in the world and a stepladder.
I keep this wish to
myself privately.
Can I see what it says?
Oh, yeah, we can't read that one.
No, you can read it. I'm kidding.
David would like a finger in his ass in the hot tub.
Oh, yeah? By who? Yeah.
It doesn't say. Mm.
No preference.
Maybe we can all do it.
We're here with Vardon and Susie right now. Vardon is here because he's kind of like a UFC fighter, I would say. He's coming back from a big fight because he actually got his ass kicked on the school playground recently. It wasn't a win. But it's definitely a start.
It sounds like he got jumped.
Yeah.
He got jumped, basically.
Yeah, basically. I mean, okay, let me just start from the beginning. This is basically what happened, okay? So, wait, which camera do I look at?
You don't have to look at any camera.
Oh, okay.
It's a podcast. Okay. Just worry about the mic.
So.
Pretend you're on the Ellen Show.
Okay. So, basically. Okay, so. Basically, oh my God. No, because he was laughing.
No, I know.
No, I'm doing it easier for you. You know what I mean?
Oh, for the cuts.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why I was doing it. Cause aren't you guys gonna cut it?
No, you're fine. It's just raw. We're live, Vardon.
Wait, we're live? Like people can actually see us right now.
Yes. How many comments do we have, Tay?
Oh shit! No way.
Yeah.
So like, wait. It's like.
Well, when
like,
we started, we had like 72,000 in the room. I don't know.
We had 72,000 watching. Now no we way. May be dropping because you haven't gotten to the story yet.
Oh, yo, that's crazy. I thought this was like a just like a podcast wherever.
No, we're live right now. Say whatever you want.
Oh, yo, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So don't say stupid shit and don't fuck up.
Hold on. I'm getting some of the comments.
What's it say, Dave?
It's saying Vardon's invisible. Apparently they can't see him.
Not this again.
No, it's not live, but we are. It's a video podcast. So Dave, just talk to us.
Dave, I have a question though.
Oh, yes, Susie.
Is Tupac on the live?
He was going to be on our next podcast, so we'll bring you movies here. Okay, Vardon.
Basically, I was selling candy and chips at school, and I was
You were selling candy and chips?
Yeah.
Like just walking around with a box of candy?
Yeah, well, I actually had a bag because I do water polo.
Who's your employer? Oh, water polo.
I do water polo, yeah. Okay. Wait, what employer?
Who's your higher up? Like who do you report to with the money and who gives you the candy to sell?
I buy that all myself.
Oh my God. You buy the candy on your own and then resell it for a higher price?
Yeah, actually on my phone, I used to have a menu, but then I deleted it so that I don't get caught by the principal because he was checking through my phone.
You're telling me it's illegal to sell like Snickers?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you could be doing a lot worse.
I mean, they caught me so I stopped doing it.
So long story short, you were selling your candy and you sold it to the wrong guy because what happened?
Yeah. I was selling candy and chips and Red Bull. Like – the Red Bull is $3 and two chips, like this big, the regular chips, are a dollar each.
Great, great, great price.
It was $5. All of it was $5. And the guy hands me $2. He's like, oh man, the Red Bull is a dollar and these two bags of chips are a dollar. I'm like, bro, what do you mean? What are you saying?
Yeah, like those aren't my prices.
Those aren't my prices.
How can you just make up the prices?
Exactly.
So what did you do when he didn't pay you the right amount?
I mean, I told him, I'm like, bro, you gotta give me my stuff back or else I'm gonna take it from you. And he's like, oh no, man, no. And then after that, I grabbed the Red Bull from his hands because the Red Bull was the one that he didn't pay for.
Oh, so you were just you still were gonna give him the chips?
Yeah.
You needed to take back what wasn't
exactly.
Okay, this makes sense.
Yeah.
So you reached for the Red Bull
because he didn't have $3. He didn't have enough for the Red Bull.
And then what happened?
And then after he said, "Just walk away." And then I walked away. And while I'm walking away, he said, "You're gonna fucking tax me, bitch!" And then he hit me right in the back of the head.
Oh my God.
That's really fucked up, but really funny. The line he said. But it's really fucked up. And this is like another 15-year-old?
No, he's like an old 16-year-old or 17-year-old.
16 in 10 months?
16, yeah. Okay.
No, 16 and 17.
Almost
so,
17.
So he hit you out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Which is fucked up.
And then after it happened, this kid pushes Vardon on the ground and starts kicking him.
Yeah, I saw that. That fight was all bullshit.
That, bro.
It was so unfair. First of all, he was a fucking, he's a big dude.
Yeah.
Older than you.
He was Jason size.
And he fucking hit you when you weren't looking.
Yeah.
So fucked up, man. Ridiculous.
Is this going to stop you from selling candy?
No, actually, I'm going to be honest. It did stop me because I'm like, I suffer brain damage.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that we know.
You were dealing with that earlier, too. That wasn't the fight, my friend.
That was a good joke.
Thank you.
Okay. So...
comes home a genius.
Will we see the Vardon store back in action anytime soon?
No.
It's over.
I mean, it's over.
You're closing up shop.
Yeah.
Damn.
The shop's closed,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God.
Why are you going to let them do that to you?
You know what? That was actually a really good month for me because
Salts are doing great.
Yo, you just took the words right out of my mouth. Yo, okay. So basically, I lost all my money in stocks. And
he's 11. He's dressed like this, and he's like, let me tell you, don't go putting it all on Tesla.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did put it on Tesla.
It was like August, one of the worst months this year.
Ah, okay. No. That makes sense. Thank you, Vardon, for coming, and thank you for bringing your wife, Susie, along with it.
Okay, that's weird.
With
that's
it.
Disgusting.
With it.
It's a person.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I have some beef with Ilya currently right now because I'm on my way to go see a Spider-Man movie that I've been talking about for four months. This is a new Spider-Man movie. I've been dying to see it. I bought tickets ahead of time. I rented a party bus for everyone to come to my house. I bought 20 tickets for our friends.
Whoa.
And then we're going to go and we're going to go on the party bus and then we're going to go see the movie. And Ilya is refusing to go with me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I appreciate your enthusiasm about the movie. And I think you and all of the people that you're inviting should definitely go and have a great time. But unfortunately, as it stands right now, I have 3 businesses to run. One of them being yours, right?
We haven't even, our business hasn't even started yet. It's not open.
I understand that, but I have other things that I do, right?
Don't you feel like maybe it's an obligation to put work aside and go with your friend to go see a movie that he's been waiting for forever?
Because the reason is why I don't think that is because I do that shit all the time.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I'm literally going to South Africa. I went to Dubai. I went to Europe for 3 weeks, bro. I didn't do shit.
Yeah.
But don't you think it's like fine to like put work aside? Because you never
Dave,
do it.
Dave, you're not in the movie.
You don't know that. You don't know. There could be a moment
Dave,
that...
Dave is Spider-Man. I'm like, what the fuck?
I told you, it's my big premiere. Yesterday I asked him the hot tub. I was like, you want a hot tub? And he goes, no, I got to go to bed. And I go, that's fucking so stupid. And he goes, you know what's fucking stupid? Is that I'm a 26-year-old and I'm not a billionaire. I still fucking live here and I can't do shit on my own.
I mean, it's true. Like, dude, like whenever I get distracted, it derails me.
We were 18 and Ilya was like, if I'm 25 and I'm not a billionaire, I'm going to shoot myself in the fucking head. we're a year past the mark. Listen, right, well, I understand your enthusiasm for work.
Great.
And you're angry that you're not at that level yet?
Yes.
What's your goal?
I have multiple goals.
How rich do you want to be?
I want to be a billionaire, and I want to sell our company for $1 billion.
Is that the most important thing to you in the world? I'm not saying this in like a negative way.
The most important thing to me in the world is providing for my family and my friends and making sure everyone has a good time.
And that's having $1 billion.
Yes, because money can do a lot of things.
No, I believe you. But you told me this one. You told me another thing actually like 3 weeks ago. You were like, "What did you say? Like, you want me to shoot you if you?" What did you say?
Oh, no, I said I quite literally. Like the term is "get rich or die trying." Like I would literally rather shoot myself in the head if I don't get rich. Like
it's kind of scary.
No, like dead ass.
That's
like
committed.
No,
and he's
like
saying dead ass too. And he said dead ass.
I'm my mom's life. If I am not rich, there is no reason. And rich is a really bad term. If I'm not successful, I'm not able to provide for other people, then there's no reason for me to be on this planet. Period. Like, period.
You're the most extreme person I've ever met.
Well, I'm being
honest.
You
really are.
Bro,
I appreciate your honesty.
I'm being honest.
We got to make sure to return that M16 he bought. Ilya, I'll give you a get out of hot tub free card.
No.
But Il, just do this for me. As a friend, come to this movie with me. It's going to mean so much to me. I promise.
Also, at the end of a Marvel movie, you're like, yeah. Dave's like, wasn't that amazing? And you're like, yeah, it's good.
Just go there to see me happy, bro. I've been wanting this for months. Just please go with me to this one.
Who am I sitting next to?
Who do you want to sit next to?
I wanted to sit next to you.
Well, Alex isn't coming, so a spot opened up.
Think of it as a make-a-wish.
Fucking second string.
No, this is good. This is good.
Think of it as a make-a-wish.
Yeah. Think of it as a make-a-wish. No, seriously.
Who am I sitting next to?
I didn't know you were coming. I invited 20 of my friends. We don't have any more tickets.
This is what happens. When I don't stand my ground, you get used to me saying yes and yes and yes and yes and yes. And you're used to it. And then when I say no, finally, that's when you're like, what do you mean no? Because in your mind, you know that you've got me.
I hate that argument.
No, you've got me to commit every single time.
I don't ask you to go to like stupid stuff.
I agree. I would love to go to everything with you.
Ask you to go.
Dave.
Come to Dubai and drive Ferraris and drive sideways cars.
You fucking idiot. I want to go to everything with you. I just can't. Physically, I don't have time because I'm doing other stuff for us so we can do stuff.
We're like married.
Yeah, you really are.
But dead ass, like I want to go to everything with you. Don't think I don't want to go. I want to go, but I have
for those of you confused,
priorities.
Ilya's running my pizza business, Dobrik's, which is like hasn't opened yet, but it will in the spring, hopefully, of next year. We have our location. We have everything we have ready, like everything. And now we're just waiting on building permits. And that's what he's working so hard on. So.
Yeah, honestly, I'm going to rely on these two to tell me what I should do.
Joe, what do you say?
No, it's totally up to Jason.
Jason.
Up to me?
This is a big deal to me.
Stand your ground. Don't go.
Jason!
You have that discipline tattoo. Show it off.
That discipline tattoo doesn't mean shit. It's
spelled
backwards.
Yeah, the discipline tattoo, man. Discipline. You got
to
fucking...
Like, this is the biggest deal to me of all time to see the Spider-Man movie.
Well, I think there's something wrong with that, if that's the biggest deal for you.
What's the biggest deal for you?
My children?
I think they're boring. We have different interests. Okay. I like Spider-Man. You like the clarinet guys.
He doesn't want to go.
Emma's here. She works. She works for Dobrik's. So she works with Ilya. Can you come to the mic? I have a question. Do you think? You know, I'm a Marvel fan, right? Okay. Do you think Ilya can take off 3 hours out of his day today to go see Spider-Man on opening day, or it will really impact the business where everything will go to shit?
Can go.
Oh my God, Emma, you didn't even think, dude.
Because it's an obvious answer.
No, bro, no.
But he doesn't want to.
Is that true?
I want to, I just fucking can't.
It's not like I'm forcing him to go somewhere he doesn't want to.
I told you.
He wants to go.
Let's get the gardener in here.
Okay, Emma, can you bring the gardener in here? No, I'm just kidding. All right, thanks. All right, well, we're going to go see it today. Because you know what?
Bro, there was no explanation from Emma as to why.
Okay, Emma,
yes
Emma,
or no, or like, come on. Like,
because she didn't need to, can you explain yourself, Emma?
Because, oh my goodness. She's like, well, because he's not that busy.
We honestly don't do anything.
I think you can watch a movie for 3 hours.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. And will Emma, do you think I'll hold it over his head if something doesn't get done in the Dobrik's world just because he went to this movie?
Yes.
No. Okay. We give and we take. That's fine. So for the sake of this podcast and for us being so the same person and such equals, can you come with me?
What do you want to do?
That's fine, Jay. I already asked the question.
Okay. I'm here too. I'm 30% of this.
Oh my fucking God.
What do you really want to do?
Well, how about you say 30% of those sentences and you just say, what do you?
What do you? I want to do. No, that was 20%. What do you want?
Oh, man.
All right, will you come?
I mean, yeah, you already know my answer. Like, I don't understand why you keep asking.
And the answer is?
Yes, I'll come.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Chase's like, this is bullshit. I'm done.
All right, thank you, Emma.
Ew, you're talking about 2 p.m. party bus.
It's fine. We got it. It's done.
That's nuts.
And
it's nuts. It really is nuts.
Your day is gone.
It's my blood because on top of that, I look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. like straight up. I'm like, why you do that? Like, why do you fucking let him do that to you?
But with this, you're also agreeing to be in the Spider-Man outfit, right?
Yeah, I mean, actually, if I'm going, I might as well go all out. I'll fucking dress up in anything.
No, I appreciate it, and I'm not. I wasn't just fighting you to get what I wanted. I know, this is a big deal.
You have my best interest all the time, and I get it.
I believe it, and I love that you're so passionate about the pizza place and everything else. But like, this just means a lot, and this is, you know what? At our wedding, we're not getting married. At your wedding, I'll mention this.
We get married to each other at our wedding.
I propose to you as Spider-Man. If it wasn't for Spider-Man, we'd never be here today. Okay, cool. The last part of the podcast that you just heard was me trying to convince Ilya to go to the movie. This is the day after we saw the movie. Ilya went. What did you think?
It was incredible.
Actually, what did you think?
Actually, I mean, I cried like multiple times.
Ilya kept turning to me through the movie being like, yo, bro, no way. And then like the third time he was like, dude, this is like a full-on experience. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, it was wild.
Really,
it was
funny. Crazy.
And then later that night, Natalie and I were sitting in a room and we're just like waiting for something, for like a meeting. And there was a guitar and there was like a microphone there. So I just grabbed it. She was sitting across like on her own phone. And I started singing and I was like, it's a little bit funny. This feeling inside.
But he didn't sing it like a melody. It was broken apart.
And let me keep singing. I was like, I'm not one of those who can easily hide. And I just like kept singing, right? Yeah.
But
and Natalie.
Okay, you're making me sound like a dummy. But
Natalie goes, oh my God.
Natalie
goes.
Wait, what?
Natalie goes, are you just making this up?
Well, you know why he does
and
that?
Like, and I'm like, yes. And then I keep going and I'm like, so excuse me for getting. And she's like, and she just like puts her phone up and starts recording me. She's like, she goes, you should like actually consider songwriting. And I'm like, and then like once I forgot the lyrics of the song, I was like, that was an Elton John song. And she's like, oh fuck.
But you know how he does that, like he'll just freestyle and you can freestyle really well. So I thought he was just freestyle because the way he was doing it, he was just like holding off on the last word and like trying to find one that rhymed. And I was like, oh wow, like he's really like
I was singing in a way where it seemed like I was making it up. I would definitely like,
I mean, he full and, like, on was like trying to trick me and it worked, okay, but still.
I would have fallen for it too.
It was really funny though. When I found out, I was like, my jaw was on the fucking ground.
Well, I saw your story, and your story said he's caressing me.
Serenading
me. Serenading me.
He's fingering me. I mean,
damn autocorrect.
He's serenading me.
I like when you sing that. You don't do it too much.
You can sing.
You spend the most time with Natalie.
Like when Natalie sings?
Yeah, I like when you're just sitting there and it's like a quiet moment, or like you're in a car on a road trip, and she'll just be like, you know, if you don't want to leave me. Dancing with somebody.
It is. Natalie singing is so funny because it's like she has like, she'll be super serious. Like
all business.
80% of the day, she's like super serious. Mm. And then like, so sometimes it like that part of her brain just switches off.
Blurts out.
And it goes into like full like. Yeah.
We are like, the world.
Yeah, just like cruise mode. Yeah. Like she's not even inside anymore.
Yeah.
It's just like her body's opera. Her body.
I came to dance, dance, dance.
It's like her brain went like. It's like her brain told her body like, "Hey, I'm gonna step out for a sec. Just make us look like we're still alive." And she like kicks in the song. It's very strange.
Do you have any quirks? Oh, do you have any twitches or weird things like you
ticks
do?
Ticks? Does he have any ticks?
Yeah. A lot of protein. That's the only thing.
Captain Protein.
Just keeping him on track.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah, I inject myself with a needle.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What else?
You should quit the vlogs.
Really?
Yeah.
Guys, wait, why do you think that?
You should quit it.
Why?
I think what you're doing now is great. Like, I really do like it. And I think you're like, I'm really proud of you for like finding like a new voice and stuff.
But I hate it.
But I think that you're going to, I think you're just going to run out of Steam? Ways to do it. And I think you should do this.
You hurting on money again?
Yeah. Completely, 100%.
What do you mean? Like, I should focus my full 100% effort on the podcast?
Yeah, 100%. That's, I had the idea today.
Well, Dave, here's the thing. I agree with Jay.
I'm not disagreeing.
I agree with Jay for one reason, and I think it's because the podcast is much more sustainable than a vlog.
I agree for kind of that similar reason. I was watching... I think I did what I wanted to do with the vlogs. Like, I think I made it's like the typical, like, when like a late night show host is about to quit and he's like, I've done everything I wanted to do here.
Right.
Like, I did it. Yeah. I had fun. I got to do something else. And like the audience watches like, wow, you have the best job in the world.
Yeah.
But the late night show is like, no, I've done 1,000 episodes. Like, I kind of want to do something else. That's how I feel about the vlog.
Like, and I really searched myself to say like, is this a selfish thing that I'm saying? And I wouldn't have said it if I thought it was purely selfish.
I agree. I think there's a world in which like I stop making the vlogs because it's like you saw what?
It all came from a comment I read.
What
on
was
the video.
It?
The comment was like,
please stop posting these.
It was like, this is good, but you guys could make this into like what Johnny Carson did. You could make this into what Fallon is, but you're not putting your enough of yourselves into it.
Oh, into the podcast.
Like if you put all your energy into the vlog, into this.
Totally, I agree.
This would be a fucking, and we're not gonna put this in, but this would go.
I mean, you could put that in.
Yeah, I feel like this is interesting to talk.
Oh, is it? Okay. I mean, 100%. I mean, does anyone else feel that way?
No, I'm kidding.
You don't feel that way?
No,
like if you did 2 shows a week from here, just crushing it.
I don't know
every
day. If people would want that. It's also so funny. Like
there's not enough of you.
I love the vlogs. Like I'll go and watch them back all the time, but I'd never go watch back a podcast.
But there's not enough of you in the vlogs.
You're just a big fan.
Not only that,
I am.
I want to see more.
That's
of you.
Fair.
sorry. No, I'm done. I was just going to say, not only that, but on the flip side, to argue what you're saying is like much more people would watch the vlogs, right, than listen to the podcast.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people aren't going to want to just listen to the podcast when there's no vlogs. Yeah. That's kind of what worries me.
But it's such a different format. Like, just to go over 100% to this, like where we're sitting in a studio on a couch, is so different than like lifestyle vlogging. I mean, that's what's so interesting about it.
I think vlogging, I think I'm always going to want to make vlogs.
I think the vlog complements the podcast. But I do think that you should take the podcast much more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can see that. We can workshop this idea. Maybe see what the comments say.
Oh, yeah, please. What do you guys think?
Jason's a fucking idiot. He's selfish. He just needs more money.
That's probably what it will say.
I totally where you're coming from.
Because if people did read, see this,
but I will say, a little off topic, but I saw the vlogs the other day. Like, I watched through like my vlogs. But like, this is the first time I've seen them in a while. And like, they are so funny. I'm sorry, I'm not just saying this to blow smoke at my own ass. And I could say that confidently because like everybody is funny in them, right? So it's not just like blowing smoke at my ass. It's like blowing smoke at everyone's ass.
Sure.
Like they're so great. And yeah. Like, I'm such a tough critic on things I put out. And like everything else like that I've like vines that I've created or videos I've created with other people, like they're not evergreen. Like they're outdated. Like you can watch them and you'll be like, this video where he's making puns here is like, it's kind of old.
Mm-hmm.
But like when I watch the vlogs, especially the last like 300 or 400 of them, it completely holds up to today. Yeah. So like watching them back, like I love them so much, and it like makes me want to stop doing them because like I want to like put a little bow on them and be like, here they are, and it could very well be a thing that like people will really love again or in like 10 years. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know how like shows come in like waves, and like a person discovers a show and they're like, we should watch this again. I feel like that could happen with the videos because I really do dig them. I'm a really tough critic on like stuff like that, and I'm not just saying this because like I'm really passionate about what I create and I love what I create, but like I really do think the videos were great, and I did not think that before. And I can, this is probably hard to believe for anybody, but like I never understood like why people were as excited about them as they were. I don't know if that makes sense.
Right.
Like
I can relate to that in that I can't. You have videos that have 30 million views or 50 million views, and I never could actually wrap my head around it.
No. I want to do something new. Like, I have this movie idea that I'm, like, really excited about, and I haven't shared it with anyone because I'm, like, I'm treating it like a little baby, even though, like, I don't know if I can pull it off. But I have a movie idea, and I don't know. I just want to try something new. And I'm, like, 25, and, like, when the fuck am I going to stop vlog? Like, when does the next thing happen? Like, when am I just going to vlog for the rest of my life? Like,
right.
Like, at one point, it has to stop.
Yeah.
And I just don't know what the next thing is yet.
I don't think you'd like the process of movies.
I don't know. If I'm creating something I love, I don't see why I wouldn't like it.
Right.
But maybe I'll take this podcast more seriously and make more of those. I don't fucking know. All right, guys, that's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for joining me, Jason, Natalie, and Ilya.
That was such a short podcast.
That's going to be hard for you guys to understand, but that's because we just filmed the intro and the outro. So in this time we're recording, it's been about 6 minutes. But I hope you guys had a good day, good time listening, and we'll see you guys around. My name's Jeff. Bye.
Bye.